two patients here. First patient, Candace McMaster. That's M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R. Date of birth, 9-22 of 71. Date of service, 2-5 of 24. This is a 52-year-old female patient here, stating that she'll have bronchospasms, a bit short of breath. She has to take a big sigh to feel better. It only happens intermittently. This patient further tells me that she had COVID 1 week ago, and those symptoms have been ongoing since then. No fever, no cough, no other symptoms. She describes her symptoms as mild, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient, blood pressure 125 over 82, pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 18, temperature 98, oxygenation 100%, current weight 166, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history none, surgical history, tonsillectomy, breast augmentation, and a procedure to her right arm. Social history, no drinking, she does smoke cigarettes, period. A paragraph, labs today include a COVID-19 test, which was negative now. Period, a paragraph. On examination, the patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Her lungs are clear, therefore she declined an X-ray, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears do show bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Oral pharyngeal area, postnasal drip noted. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Titus media, patient will receive a Z-Pak to be taken as directed. Period, new paragraph, occasional bronchospasm. Patient will receive a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, and then an albuterol inhaler, two puffs, BIDPRN, as needed. Period. New paragraph, she's going to get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed. Next patient, Kaylee, that's K-A-Y-L-E-E, last name Goolsby, that's G-O-O-L-S-B-Y, date of birth, 9-26 of 09, date of service, 2-5 of 24. This is a 14-year-old female patient. Here today, she states she feels tired. She had COVID 1 week ago. Her school is requiring her to get tested again, so we will accommodate that today. Occasionally, she complains of needing to take a big breath in order to catch her breath. Once again, this happens intermediately. Period, new paragraph, no other issues, no flu-like symptoms, no fevers, no body aches, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no other symptoms at all. She also describes her symptoms as mild. She is here to get a COVID test result to present to her school. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 117 over 68, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 98, oxygenation 98. Allergies. Patient has she has an adverse effect when she takes antibiotics. She's going to compile a list of them and bring them to us for us to document in her chart. Period, new paragraph. Current medication, none. Medical history, esophagitis, colonitis, surgical history, none. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Labs today include a COVID test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, within normal limits, landmarks are visible. Oral pharyngeal area, within normal limits. Non-erythematous, oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Bronchospasm, status post-COVID infection, no consistent shortness of breath, symptoms mild, period, new paragraph. Patient will get two medications, a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, and an albuterol inhaler, two puffs, BID, period, new paragraph. She's going to monitor her symptoms. We're going to give her the result of her COVID test today, which was negative, and she can present that to the school, and she can return to school tomorrow without any issues. Patient will monitor symptoms and call or return if needed.